Lee Malveaux, one of the suspects in the recent sniper attacks, may have confessed to police that he pulled the trigger in more than one of the shootings. According to the Washington Post, unidentified police sources say that Malveaux admitted his role in the shootings during an interrogation session last week. And some attorneys are asking whether public reports about the confession will make it impossible to seat an impartial jury. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
According to the Post sources, 17-year-old Lee Malveaux decided to sing late last week when he was in a kind of legal limbo. Last Thursday, authorities dropped federal charges against Malveaux and his alleged accomplice, John Muhammad. They decided the two should be tried in Virginia first because that state was the most likely to impose the death penalty. That meant Malveaux lost his federally appointed public defender. Virginia criminal attorney John Zwirling believes authorities unfairly took advantage of the situation and started interrogating Malveaux.
Virginia then took this 17-year-old from another country, put him in a room with detectives, and grilled him for 7 hours. Before they took him to court, before they got him a new attorney, before they got him a guardian ad litem.
The Washington Post sources say Malveaux admitted firing the shot that killed FBI analyst Linda Franklin. He faces a possible death penalty in Fairfax County on that charge. Malveaux's mother hasn't been located, so his guardian ad litem showed up at the Fairfax County courthouse and tried to stop the questioning, but he was turned away. Malveaux's new attorney was not yet in place, so the questioning went on with dramatic results, since Malveaux reportedly admitted he was the trigger man in other shootings as well. Malveaux's attorney now complains the questioning was unconstitutional, but former U.S. Attorney Andrew McBride says police tactics were simply aggressive, not illegal.
They had the obligation to read him his Miranda rights, and if he did not invoke them and ask for a lawyer, and he agreed to speak with the investigators, that would be sound police practice at that point to question him.
Virginia courts have ruled juveniles can make their own legal decisions as long as police ensure juvenile defendants know what they're doing. Malveaux's attorney may well try to have his statements thrown out of court, but many potential jurors in the case have probably read the confessions thanks to police leaks that found their way into the Washington Post. Malveaux's attorney, Michael Arif, would not speak on tape, but he released a statement saying police are, in his words, poisoning the jury pool with what he called their own paraphrasing and subjective interpretations of statements made during an unconstitutional interrogation. Attorney John Zwirling says whatever crimes Malveaux is accused of, the leaks are a clear violation of legal ethics.
The fact that it was leaked to the press is unconscionable, and whoever did it or to lose their job.
That won't help Lee Malveaux, but former prosecutor Andrew McBride says Malveaux's attorney is certain to use the leaks as grounds for a change of venue.
They would say, look, these statements are not admissible into evidence, but people in the Northern Virginia area have heard them through the media, and therefore we want the trial moved somewhere else.
Many attorneys say a request for a change of venue was already likely in this case, since jurors and judges in the Washington area would have felt the fear of being potential victims. University of Virginia law professor Ann Coughlin says courts will often try to get past that kind of publicity.
It doesn't surprise us or alarm us that jurors have been exposed to some publicity. But the cases in which the courts have held that the pretrial publicity has reached a prejudicial level tend to involve numerous stories about the defendant's own confession.
Still, Coughlin says changes of venue are rare, and she believes this case will probably stay where it is. But Coughlin says police tactics here show just how important a confession can be, no matter how it's obtained. Even if the confession is ruled inadmissible in Malveaux's case, it might still be used against John Muhammad, who faces murder charges in a neighboring county. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.